The opinions expressed on IRL are individual and are not necessarily representative of Spirit Live or Toronto Metropolitan University. Thank you for listening.
This IRL episode has some lightly sexual content for listeners' discretion.
Hey guys, welcome to episode 2, season 4 of IRL. Today I have Carol, who you can't see, but she's here on Prod Tech. And this episode, I'm going to talk about men. My random thought right now is actually a random obsession, and right now I'm obsessed with Wallows' new song. They just released it. It's called Your Apartment. It's eating up my life, and they haven't released a song since 2022, I believe. Like, right at the end of 2022, they redid one of their songs. And so, I'm just excited to have Wallows back. Tom.
Woo. Hi. Hello.
What's your favorite song at the moment?
I have to think about this one. It's going to be anything LCD Sound System, Sound of Silver is just great. Time to Get Away is probably the first one that comes to mind. Banging.
Okay. What about you, Rye?
I've been really rinsing the new McGee album, or like MK Gee. But he's got this song, Are You Looking Up, which I'm a big fan of right now.
I'm not familiar, so can you sing a little bit of it?
It goes like, I can do the guitar. I think that's pretty good. I'm proud of that.
That's pretty good. So I'm going to be asking Tom and Rye a bunch of silly little questions that I have. Before we get started, can you guys preface gender identity, sexual identity, everything about yourselves, pronouns, everything, so that people know a little bit about you?
White, straight, male, he, him.
Same here.
Perfect. All right. I'm going to get right into it. That's exactly the answer that I needed, actually. And my first question is, can you swim?
Hell yeah.
Oh yeah.
I love to swim.
Yeah. Like doggy paddle, breaststroke, butterfly, you name it, I can do it in the shallow end of the pool.
Can you swim fast?
No. I'm pretty bad at like good swimming. I don't think I could be a lifeguard type of thing.
I think like with some training I could be a lifeguard.
How many years of training do you think?
Like a year. Maybe no, less than a year. Less than a year.
Less than a year?
Yeah.
Dude, I would hope like a week. Like a week just
a
to refine.
Yeah, a week, yeah. Because I've gone through like all of the 12 levels or whatever.
Oh, okay. You were saying like you would have to take each level of swimming first. And I was like,
wait, so you did the lifeguard training?
I did everything up to like being certified to sit at the pool and like save kids' lives.
Is it like Navy SEAL type of training?
No, it's like get kind of wet and sit at the side of the pool and like do fake CPR onto dummies and then like listen for ear.
Ew, you're getting wet for that?
Yeah. I'm dripping wet.
Blowing this guy.
I'm dripping wet, putting my ear up to this guy's mouth, kissing him.
All right. Swiftly changing on that note, who's your celebrity crushes?
I'll go first. Maybe it'll inspire you. I have a few. Julianne Moore, Boogie Nights, Dua Lipa, Charlie XCX.
Dula Peep?
Dula Peep. I think that's what comes off the dome. Those are my celebrity crushes.
Who is Spider-Man's mom?
Marissa Tomei.
There we go.
In like the new one?
A dog any age. I don't care. She's gorgeous. No?
That's not really what I meant. I meant like Spider-Man Homecoming or like... Yeah.
Oh.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. That adds up.
Not the animated one.
Okay, perfect. Cool. Your next question. Would you prefer to be a pirate, a cowboy, a knight, or a wizard?
Damn, you're hitting us with the tricky ones. I really do like the wizard just because you get to wear that sick hat with the staff. And they're like, they have a sick beard. Mm. You live in a castle.
Okay, you would be like Dumbledore wizard.
Oh, yeah. Dude, was the first scene he shows up, Lord of the Rings. This guy's smoking a pipe.
That's,
like, come
that's
on.
Gandalf.
That's Gandalf, but it's the same guy. Same actor.
Same actor.
Same vibe. Yeah, that's what I'm looking for.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. I would say, like, wizard is really cool because, like, you can do magic and that opens, like, the doors to, like, a lot of things.
Okay.
But there's something about the nobility of being a knight that is like so cool. I'm like, I don't know, maybe it's just like some kind of
it's your UK heritage.
It's my it's embracing my WASP heritage. But like, I'm gonna serve the queen.
Oh my god. Yes. If you were born in the 1800s, what job would you have?
Oh, chimney sweeper. Off the top of the head? Are you kidding me?
I'd be a haberdasher.
You have to elaborate on that one.
It's a haberdasher is a fancy word for a guy that makes hats.
Okay.
Yeah.
I respect that.
Because he constructs hats. Like, he owns, like, it's a haberdasher works in a hattery. And and yeah, I just think it would be really cool to be like everyone, all walks of life will come to your haberdashery or hattery and be like, yo, what's up, man? I want a hat. Measure my head.
Touch the dome.
Touch the dome. Iron claw me.
Just claw me.
Yeah, and I think that would be pretty sick.
Is this, I don't really know my hat lore, but is this the era where hats had, like, that chemical in it that made people crazy?
So, yes.
So, yes.
But I think that there's some kind of manic energy that I feel like I do really relate to a little bit. Like, I think the craziness of, like, the Mad Hatter, I think that there's an aspirational quality to that. And I think I think we could all learn a little bit from the Mad Hatter.
Okay.
Should we be asking you these questions, like, in return?
I mean, I'm
like, I'm curious, where would you sit?
What would I want to be? Probably like someone who didn't have to do any work ever.
That's
could
true.
Just like sit and chill.
Well, I feel like if you were a knight, you could be like knighted and then just like sit around and freeload for the rest of your life, you know? Cuz you've received like your order from the queen or the king. And now you're basically just like paraded around like a cool person and you're like, "Oh, she's a knight."
That would be actually sick.
Right?
That would be awesome if everyone was just like, oh, like, there's that cool person that doesn't have to work.
You get like free beer.
Free beer. Hell yeah, dude. Okay.
I think it's mead back then.
Oh, yeah, mead.
Free mead.
Free mead. Free mead. Free mead on me, guys.
Yeah. Didn't they have PBR back then?
Oh.
little Miller High Life.
Yeah, Miller. Like champagne of beers.
All right, my next question. Who is your male hall pass?
Male hall pass. Ooh, this is a good one.
This is really weird, and I don't know anything about this guy.
Mm-hmm.
But one time I saw him like on Pinterest, and like I was looking to get my hair cut, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, I need to get inspiration to show my barber.
Okay, yeah.
And do you know who Brody Jenner is? He's like a distant relative of the Jenners, like the Kardashian Jenners. I don't know why. Like when I think of handsome men, like he's a good looking guy. Like I don't know. First thing that comes to mind.
Okay.
Not when he had his long hair. Like when
he's got a little twinkle in his eyes.
Right?
Yeah. Right?
There's like there's a lot of oh my god, I know. 1990s Hugh Grant.
Okay.
Sorry. Okay. Look up like Hugh Grant Maurice, like the hair on that man is insane. Oh, it's pretty sick.
It was the excitement that came out of
your
voice. Oh, because
this is I've thought about this.
Okay.
In the shower, you've
in
thought
the shower.
About
I think about this in the lonesome. Shower yeah. When I'm alone in my room.
That's right.
Okay, Tom.
He was my most viewed actor from last year on Letterboxd, Mr. Stanley Tucci.
Oh, that's a good answer.
It's just like I just would want to spread raspberry jam on his bald head and lick that shit off. Because he can cook, right? He's well traveled. Mm-hmm. He's well read. He probably gives good head.
If you were one woman for a day, who would you be?
Meryl Streep.
Michelle Obama.
You guys thought of the two biggest women you could think of.
Well, they're powerful.
Powerful women. Yeah. I feel like I would be Michelle Obama, and I'd like, I don't know what I would do. I would give Barack a kiss, and then I would.
Is that why you want to be Michelle?
Yeah, I just want to kiss former President Barack Obama.
Your male hall pass.
That's
answer.
Right. Yeah, Barack Hussein Obama.
Okay. Any explanation to Meryl Streep?
I mean, Devil Wears Prada.
Oh, God, you're just on a Devil Wears Prada kick.
I mean, like, my head right now.
The Tooch, the Streep.
I mean, I think that's probably why I thought of Meryl Streep, but she's, like, you know, quintessential gray woman, you know?
Kind of like goth dommy mommy.
Hell it. She's gonna agree, but we have to like step back for a minute. Mm, yep.
Okay, this one's a fun one. This one's less thinking about it. Mm. Okay, do you believe in ghosts? We are thinking about it.
I do not. No.
Oh no.
I would say I'm a spiritual person, but I don't know if I necessarily believe in ghosts per se.
Oh, why not?
I'm just like they're dead. Like they're not coming back.
On the lighter subject, what mythical creature would you be?
Ooh, what's the Minotaur? Half horse, half centaur. Man. Centaur. That's pretty sick.
What's a Minotaur? That is a thing.
I remember there's like a Tobuscus song. The mini Minotaur. Minotaur.
Oh, Minotaurs are sick. They're like ram people.
Oh, yeah. Oh. Dude, totally. That is such an embodiment of who I am today.
Truly. I was going to say narwhal, but narwhals are real.
What about Nardwar?
Nardwar, yeah.
That's where I thought it was going. What mythical creature are you, Nardwar?
I'm Nardwar, the human serviette. I'd say, something aquatic.
Okay.
Yeah. Loch Ness Monster.
Oh, perfect. Okay.
No, Sasquatch.
Okay. Sasquatch, that's not really underwater.
Sasquatch is sick. No, but he's sick, though.
Okay. Is Sasquatch the same as, Bigfoot?
Yeah.
So, Bigfoot would be a Sasquatch, but yes. There are multiple Sasquatches.
Yeah, Sasquatch is the umbrella term.
That's okay. That's right, yeah.
Okay, and they're
Bigfoot's
real?
A little more derogatory.
That's a slur.
Okay. Oh, my bad. I apologize. I apologize.
Yeah, we don't. It's politically incorrect. Don't say that.
I'm sorry. So, do you believe in Sasquatches then?
I mean, who's to say?
Enigmatic as your answer.
Perfect. Awesome. Okay, this one is more directed, less mythical. How do you feel about your height?
Love it.
I like it. I like being right under 6 foot, because you just have to lean into it. I think if you're like 5'4", 5'5", one of those shorties, you have to go wider. You see them at the gym, right? They're getting shredded and they walk around their big lats.
They're like built. They can't, their arms are like T-Rex arms.
Yeah, whereas if you're like really tall, you're like lanky. Yeah.
Okay, weird flex.
look at the girth of my wrist.
I can touch my fingers around my wrist. Can you do that?
Cool party trick.
Yeah.
Whereas if you're like in between that, you can kind of just chill out. I think women really like, they don't care as much as they talk about it. And if they do care about height as much as they say, then it's just not a woman you want to be around.
Well, you know, if they do care about height as much as they say, I'm okay with it. Because I must say, I'm 6'1". As a 6'1 man, I can say that I'm 6'2", because they always, like, when you tell someone you're 6'1", they're like, no way, you're 6 feet, so I can overcompensate just a little bit. So then they subtract whatever they think in their head to my real height.
Okay.
So I can be like, yeah, I'm 6'3".
But see the mental the mental hoops you have to go through just for height, you just gotta be accepting. You gotta be an acceptance.
No, but say I'm like, I tell people I'm 6'1", they're gonna be like, you're 5'11". And that's not true. that is false.
That is
unequivocally false, and I will not stand for it.
Do you think that's you getting defensive then?
Oh yeah. Yeah.
But that would so then that would equate
to you. Do you want to measure me? Like, get some tape out. Like, come on, mark me on the wall.
Okay. We're getting a little. That was actually. Would you like get defensive if someone called you short? Then?
Yeah. Well, kind of Paige locked in on that one.
Would I get defensive if someone called me short? No, because I know it's not true.
Okay.
How tall are you, Paige? See, you don't even care, because it's not even a problem.
I'm like 5'6" or 5'5". I think I got measured at the doctor's as 5'5", but then people are like, I'm 5'5", and I'm taller than them. So then they're like, you're definitely 5'6".
I think it differs with, like, your posture, too, because I'm pretty sure I have kyphosis, which brings me down to, like, a... Because I'm totally locked in
at all times. He's locked in 24/7.
Moving on from the height talk, what does it mean if a conversation ends and then a guy starts sending random memes instead of saying anything?
Is it between two guys or between a guy and a woman?
Like you match with someone on Hinge or something and then...
Yeah, sure. Okay. Or like you're in DMs and you're talking and you're having a conversation, the conversation ends, and then all of a sudden you start getting like 5 memes in a row.
I think it's tricky to get memes because if you're the sender, you're taking a huge risk. There's so many different genres of memes out there, and they could be qualified as basic or like edgy. And it tells a lot about who you are as a person. So it's bold, but if you're sending 5, dude, relax.
Yeah.
That's going to get her, dude? I know, yeah. That's going to seal the deal?
You've won her over. I think it's like guys who want to continue a conversation but are maybe scared. And so they're just sending memes because they're like, oh, I don't know what to say to her. Maybe she'll think I'm funny if I send this meme that I didn't make.
Get a grip.
Get a grow up.
Grow up.
Grow up. Damn. Learn to use your words.
Yeah, Jesus. Talk about the day.
I know. How was your day?
Yeah.
Yeah, move on to the, like, what are you doing tomorrow?
Yeah.
If you were a mythological creature.
Yeah. If you could be a pirate or a cowboy. Yeah. Okay, this one's fun. Describe each other's types.
Like... Partner types?
Yeah, oh. So you describe Rye's type, and Rye, you describe Tom's type.
Older.
Amen.
Yeah, like 30 plus.
Yeah. That's the move.
Experience. 30 plus. Mm-hmm. Okay.
I'd say Rye would like someone that's on the same wavelength in terms of, like, they just need to be a chiller. They can't be, like, too... dialed in or anything like that, or else it's gonna be a mess. I don't know. I could see a lot of different relationships working out for you, though. I could see you working things out with just about anybody.
I just love all women.
Ally.
I can I can make it work. You know, just be honest about your needs and what you want, and I can, you know, I'll listen and I'll do my best to accommodate you.
But not too clingy.
Not too clingy. No, like no, like no. If you want to come that over every work. Night, f*** off. Like
if you want to see me more than twice a week, yeah, I mean, come
I'm
on.
I'm gonna have Jesus to draw the line Christ. There. I need my sauna time with Tom. Like,
okay. Period. Okay. Well, if anyone in IRL scope is listening.
Where's
that's
the camera?
That's like 40 years old.
You?
Then you'd be perfect for Tom. And anyone literally in the world,
yeah.
You'd be perfect for Tom.
Can you show to me? It's really just like, if I like the vibe, then awesome. If I'll know immediately. Like, I will immediately know, like, if I don't like the vibe, then I'm... Mm-mm.
Then leave him the f*** alone.
Yeah, just if I don't respond to your message, sorry.
Do you guys wash your face?
Yes.
Yes.
What is your skincare routine?
Okay, so I start with Cetaphil. I do a cleansing with Cetaphil. Then after my Cetaphil, I have the Paula's Choice AHA plus BHA exfoliant.
No way.
Yeah, and I do like a couple of drops of that and then all over the face. And then after that, the Ordinary Niacinamide. I do, I think, about a drop and a half of that. I put that on my face and then I moisturize with CeraVe AM or PM.
That's impressive. Holy crap.
I got a bar of soap and occasionally moisturize if it calls for it. I find if I moisturize too often, I break out. I find if I use any fancy cleaning thing, I break out. Keep it simple, you know?
Okay, are you scared to bald?
I had a moment like last year where I was convinced that I was balding. And I was like, I went to a doctor and it was all kinds of stuff. And I was like, get me the finasteride, get me the minoxidil, like put me on Rogaine. I'm scared. Cause I noticed that, like, I see the widow's peak forming. Like I'm aware, and it's mostly that. But I've kind of like, you know, I've accepted that every man in my family like has the same hair pattern, and I'm like, you know what? I'll find someone who loves me for my perhaps baldness, and I'll go with that.
Amen.
And be you know, I feel more comfortable. Self love, you know, And I'm just like, you know what? Whatever happens, happens, and I'll take it in stride.
Yeah, man. I like playing around with my hair. I like occasionally buzz. I either grow it out. I go, hair's something to have fun with. I think if I go bald, I don't think it's going to happen anytime soon. But when it happens, maybe I'll be like 40. And I don't care at that point, so it's fine. It's not happening now, so I'm okay, right? Yeah.
My last question for you guys.
Whoa.
Whoa.
Oh. This is the end of it, so be prepared. It better be a good answer.
Okay.
If you had, do you guys know what niche memes are?
Like
a niche meme? Like, is that like a thing?
Not like, or? Okay, so it's like a type of meme where like it's very niche to a certain person. So it's kind of like a mood board of sorts of like specific people. So it would be like a niche meme of like guy who's sat in his room for 5 hours, and then it's like PNGs of like,
oh, like a starter pack.
Yeah, okay. Essentially like a starter pack.
Okay.
If you had a niche meme or a mood board created about one another.
Ooh.
So swap places. Like one or two things, or as many as you can think of.
Skincare routine, 100%.
The niacinamide.
Yeah.
Christ. This is tricky. I don't know. Oh, salmon? it's like, I don't know what to actually say on the public domain.
I'm really scared.
Maybe not that.
A butt plug.
the Hinge, like, likes, but no follows.
I had to delete all the Fs.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Did you?
I did. Because I was just like, I would mash with people, and then I was just utterly uninterested in talking to them.
That's so valid, though.
That's the fun of it. You browse the catalog.
No, right? I know, but and then I felt bad, and I'm like, all of these nice women who have sent me a like, and I'm completely, like, I don't know, not talking to them, and I felt really bad. And so then I deleted all the apps. I was just like, if I'm going to meet someone, I'll meet them in person, you know?
Fair enough.
How's that, like Wim Hof over here?
Yeah.
How's that working out for you?
You know, we just started.
Okay.
We're like a week or two into it. So.
Okay. Yeah. So it's a recent switch.
It's very recent, yeah.
Okay.
I had a big Sex in the City phase last year.
Oh, yeah? That's true.
I don't know. You feel like, I feel like I'm somewhere between a Miranda and a Charlotte.
I think the salmon really should be at the top.
But I've quit. I'm cold turkey.
Quit, yeah.
I was obsessed with salmon. Like I was like, oh my god, this is the best food ever. It's so good.
I've been there actually.
It's so good.
I had a salmon phase.
Yeah, and I was making it like almost every night. And then I got to, and then Tom came back and he was like, you know, I was telling my parents about your salmon kick, and they were like, he's gonna get mercury poisoning. And you know why the Mad Hatter went crazy? Talk about a callback. Mercury, because he was putting mercury in the hats.
That is crazy.
That is what a crazy callback.
Maybe that's why I feel so connected to him.
Okay, let's get Tom's starter pack going.
Okay, apple cider vinegar.
Amen.
Like drinking it?
No.
No. Actually, I mean, I'll be honest. I haven't, because I don't use shampoo. We're going okay. public with this. I used to just do apple cider vinegar, and it would like clean it out if it got dandruffy. But now there's no more dandruff. I haven't had to use apple cider vinegar.
So you just don't wash your hair.
Give it a good rinse every day. And it smells fine. It's great.
He's a good smelling boy. Oh, what else?
Lost the crowd with that one.
Everyone's like, oh, this guy's a stinky
this guy's
dude.
Stinky
dude,
guy.
Jesus He's Christ. Really dirty and gross.
Ugh, pee you. I mean, I already, we said older women earlier in the podcast. But
We're gonna
put like an old woman with like a walker, bicycle. You love
bicycle,
your bike.
Yeah,
He doesn't TDC anywhere. It's bike. I would also put like a. It's like a fleur-de-lis, like from
the
Quebec,
the French,
the French little symbol, the Quebec symbol. I also put a kiwi.
Oh, there you go, New Zealand roots. Mm-hmm. Hell yeah.
Maybe like a mini Moog.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
It's a classic.
It's like a synth.
Guys. Thanks for being here.
Thanks for having us.
Make sure you follow IRL on Instagram, X, and TikTok at podcast_IRL. Also, the link tree is podcast_IRL, where you can find the podcast on your favorite podcast distributor and also the YouTube video if you wanted to see Ryan, Tom. All right. Bye, everyone of IRL.
Bye.
Love you.
Bye, IRL.
Bye.
Bye, RL.